From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Strike trouble in Grenada. Disagreement over a U.S. base is part of the picture. What's in a name? The quarrel over Guyana's airport and concerns over the export of contaminated medicines to developing countries. I'm Maureen Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. There's a high degree of uneasiness on Grenada's industrial front. For almost a month now, some 200 workers employed with the Canadian company Janin Construction have been off the job, which involves roadworks running into millions of dollars. The Technical and Allied Workers Union, which is led by Senator Chester Humphrey, couldn't come to terms with the company over wages and conditions of work. But even before that reached a near settlement, the workers were called out in strike, with the union accusing a company foreman of slapping a Grenadian worker. Lou Smith reports that while a one-man commission has been addressing the issue, Grenada's industrial climate remains in a volatile state.
The commissioner, former Prime Minister Ben Jones, concluded that the foreman, Madhu Maharaj, a Trinidadian, had physically assaulted the local worker, but that the worker was himself guilty of using provocative and obscene language. Janin responded by saying it had dismissed the foreman, but that hasn't satisfied the union. It wants the government to immediately revoke the Trinidadian's work permit and that he be deported. Having not gotten its way, the union, which also represents workers in the key electricity, water, telephone and postal services, decided Thursday to broaden the strike. Unionized members in the electricity and telephone companies and the postal corporation responded to the union's call to down tools in a show of solidarity with the Janin workers.